creativity is a very human quality.
Creativity is part and parcel of humanity.
I believe that every person is an artist in some way.
But AI is also making its mark on the creative world.
AI can give us humans new ideas.
And creating opportunities for organizations.
Smaller businesses could really benefit from this little creative nudge that AI can offer.
I'm Tom Parker, and welcome to the Next 5 podcast, brought to you by the FT Partner Studio. In this series, we ask industry experts about how their world will change in the next 5 years and the impact it will have on our day-to-day. We're continuing our special 5-part mini-series where we take a deep dive into the world of AI. Each episode is focused on an industry sector where AI is having and is set to have a big impact. This final episode in the series is all about AI and creativity, delving into the role AI plays alongside creators, inside businesses, and the risks associated with copyright-created works in a digital-led future. In 2021, scientists discovered the genes they believe distinguish us from apes and our evolutionary predecessors, Neanderthals. They are, as coined, the creative genes. 267 of these creative genes, found only in modern humans, allowed us to possess, among other things, creative self-awareness and innovativeness that helped forge our emergence as the dominant species. Today, individual creativity and idea construction sets us apart within our own societies. It is a deeply desirable trait and can give you power and wealth. Gosh, what a great idea. Why didn't I think of that? Are often thought and heard. Is creativity, therefore, what makes us human? Q, artificial intelligence. AI can enhance and enable our creativity, giving thousands of creative solutions to our input ideas. Less a brainstorm and more a cosmic tsunami of creation, all in a matter of seconds.
AI can give us humans new ideas. AI makes things easier.
This is Dani Vidari, a YouTube creator who uses AI to create her content. She has 1,700 videos and has amassed over 2 million subscribers to her channel.
This allows us to have more time for creative activities and to focus on more challenging tasks. I love experimenting with AI. The reason is I'm curious how I can combine my creativity with AI. So I feel like AI helps me find new ways to develop my artistic vision. For example, Midjourney, I like using to get more inspiration. Also ChatGPT. Sometimes when I have no ideas, I ask ChatGPT. One thing I really like using is video optimization. It includes automatic color correction, image stabilization, noise reduction. Adobe Premiere Pro does this pretty well, but the new YouTube app is also offers great features like noise reduction or cutting videos to the beat. That's really awesome. And yeah, I'm currently working on my first long format video. I'm focusing on storyboarding. And I don't even have to draw anymore because AI helps me. I like to use storyboarder.ai. I write my story and this tool suggests camera movements that I can change manually. And in the end, my text is turned into images. It's really awesome. Then I have picture book in front of me. Once I've finished created it, I discuss with my team which scenes I need. The good thing is here that I can show my team the images how I want them. I let Midjourney create the backgrounds, and in the past it would have taken a long time to find or create the right background.
With AI as this loyal team member that can give you ideas and execution at speed, it has opened up doors for individuals to become creative in areas that would have taken years to master.
First of all, I believe that every person is an artist in some way, so we are all creators in some form. Recently, I discovered a YouTube channel where a chemist makes YouTube videos. He has almost 1 million followers already. So I was very surprised by how well he made the videos. They were not boring at all. And what I want to say is the individual must believe that they are an artist themselves. So I think it's a mindset topic. They must allow that artist to emerge. AI will only assist us in this. I do think that people will probably discover their artistic side through AI. So this is because people are curious and will engage more with it. So I mean, the barrier to create something will be lower. And I can remember that in the past, you might have had to practice or study for years for something, and the barrier was much higher. Perhaps you also didn't want to invest so much time for those skills. So AI helps us being creative by showing us new things, what we can do. But our creativity is still special because it comes from our own experiences and feelings.
According to Albert Einstein, creativity is seeing what others see and thinking what no one else has ever thought. AI can see what we all see and offer up new ideas. But is it creative? Or, like in many industry applications, is AI a tool that makes us more creative?
I don't believe that the AI itself is being creative. It's not that. It's that maybe it provides us with different ways to look at the world we live in.
This is Doug Eck, Senior Research Director of the Google DeepMind team working on generative media, which includes images, video, 3D, music, and audio.
So we've been doing this for millennia. Pencils are technology of some sort. Certainly microphones that we're talking into right now and other technologies to make your podcast. So now we're talking about AI, which is trained on the data from our world and hopefully learns some new connections that we can't see obviously, pulls together some ideas that we can't obviously find, give us ways to reflect on those ideas, bounce off of them, and maybe come up with different ways to communicate our own ideas to people. I think of it as a mirror, but kind of a funhouse mirror that warps things a little bit for us. In some ways, we're all walking around with blinders on. And that's okay, right? Like, I live in my own world. Right now, I'm in Mountain View, California. You're somewhere else. We're seeing different things. We're experiencing different things. And what I see is AI is this larger lens. I do a lot of work with music. And getting to listen to an AI model that can generate music, I've often talked about it as like this weird radio that's tuned to the entire universe of music. And I can turn the dial and I can hear different forms of music, different styles mashed together in ways that I would have never thought of. I find that both very exciting and very useful for solving creative problems. I think of myself as a creative person, so I'm proud enough of myself to say I don't really need AI to be creative. But wow, it sure is helpful to take a few lyrics I've written and ask AI for some new ideas. I'm still the editor, I'm still the creator, but I can see things taken in directions that I couldn't by myself predict or write down.
If you're an artist, creativity is a million different emotions, feelings, ideas, and execution. If you're a technologist, perhaps it's much simpler. Steve Jobs defined creativity as just connecting things.
Yeah, I mean, given that definition, yes, a machine can generate outcomes that are novel and useful compared to a set that are generated with people. So I would argue that machines can be.
This is Neil Maiden, Professor of Digital Creativity at the Bayes Business School at City University of London. He is the director of the Centre for Creativity Enabled by AI, a project funded by Research England, looking at how we embed creative thinking into professional practices to solve problems more effectively.
Do I see that as a threat to humanity? Is this an existential threat to who we are? I don't think so. There are still some creative activities that I think are well beyond AI at the moment. Now, who knows in the future, but I would say humor. Technology is not very good at humor. It's not particularly good at subtext. It's still really about interpreting things literally. Improvisation, I don't think it's particularly effective at that. So there are many areas of what we might characterize as creative human activity that are currently well beyond AI. And ultimately, I think it's about co-creation. If you take it back into a business context, it's really about co-creation. There are some creative problem-solving activities that humans are better at still, and there are some problem-solving activities that machines are better at. And it's really about dovetailing these different sets of activities together so that the machine supports the human supports the machine. And then together you're able to solve problems more creatively, more productively, and more effectively.
It's exactly that relationship between human and machine that is important. It is co-creation. We still need the human element.
I think we need human input there at many, many levels. So I do not think that AI is capable of creating its own creative works. First, initially, it's trained on all of the data from our world. And second, I wouldn't write this off as a philosophical impossibility, but I think that the creation of art is an artist communicating something to their audience And that's nested in our culture, that's nested in our day-to-day lives, it's nested in politics and love and sex and hope and dreams, to complete the Rolling Stones quote. I mean, there's another version of creativity, which is that it, you know, fast changes, like in some ways earthquakes are creative, but not in a way that we like very much, right? Random number generators are creating something new. The fact that you're making something new happen that didn't happen before, for me, is not enough to be creative, nor is just connecting things. SQL databases connect things. I don't think that they're very creative. I think that their creativity is part and parcel of humanity. I think you can extend creativity pretty naturally into scientific exploration, creativity, creation of new technologies, the creative act of making children. Like, I think our whole world is like trying to generate more and more of the things we like. We see the failure modes of that too, with overconsumption and overcreation. So sure, like there's a whole envelope of creativity that, if you keep expanding the definition of it, it is basically all of humanity.
Creativity is certainly not just limited to the realm of art and media. There is a whole envelope. Entrepreneurialism is based on the notion of starting new businesses based on seeing new ways to make money. Creating the startup that turns unicorn is the underdog story every budding business owner or investor wants to be a part of. But creativity in business is more than just the idea.
I often call creativity the other C word that can't be mentioned in business. I think it's been seen to be owned by the creative industries for too long, and therefore doesn't have a part in businesses that are not operating in the creative industries. So I think this partly is sort of an issue of understanding of the word. Creative thinking is part of problem solving. It's not just about creating an artifact with certain aesthetic values. But also, most of us have not been trained or educated in creative thinking. It's something that is not part of most of our school and university curricula. Studies have shown that people going through the British education system become less creative the further they go through the system. So we simply don't have the skill sets, the understanding of where creativity can be used in everyday problem solving. One of the things that struck me in working with my colleagues at Bayes is how little teaching and how little space there seems to be for deliberate creative thinking about business models and strategies. The orthodoxy when it comes to a business trying to understand what its business model might be is essentially to pick one off the shelf. There's these sort of types of business models, and you try to work out what is the most likely model or models for your business, and then you kind of work within the frame of that. However, we think there's considerable amount of scope for creative thinking about your business model and models, and creative thinking about how you might transition from one business model to the other, because this is a form of problem solving. I think it's actually the smaller businesses that could really benefit from this little sort of creative nudge that AI can offer. It's low cost. You don't need to bring in an expensive consultant. So technologies that try to deploy AI to encourage more creative thinking and innovation around business models and strategies, I think, is something that the UK needs. That's why we're working on it.
Creativity is a core part of business and can be a competitive advantage, especially in a modern, fast-paced world. AI can help businesses come up with a multitude of different product ideas, freeing up time and increasing productivity, affording humans the ability to creatively think, problem solve, and choose for more options than they may have been able to fathom on their own.
I make a strong argument that creative thinking in your business is likely to increase your competitiveness and your productivity. And it's interesting that in many organizations, people tend to see a continuum with more creative at one end and more productive at the other. And this is sort of a fundamental trade-off. Either you're being more productive or you're being more creative. And in the studies that we've ran in manufacturing, production lines, and other forms of business, if you introduce AI and it's able to generate ideas quite quickly that then people can work with, you actually find the sweet spot between creativity and productivity. So you can actually be more creative, more productively than you were before with AI. That's really where I think business can start to utilize AI in a much more effective way. Very rarely do big ideas suddenly appear. There isn't suddenly that light bulb moment. Big ideas often emerge slowly from the aggregation of smaller ideas until you can generate the big idea. So this idea of little seed creativity, everyday creativity, is really what can often lead to the big creativity.
But there are still challenges to overcome with AI and creativity. When AI generates works of art from existing art forms, copyright issues arise, as to questions around where permissions, copyright, and IP exist in the new creative AI world.
I think there's a lot of coverage, certainly in the arts community, that the their copyright has not been managed fairly. It's all been hoovered up by these large language models, and I have a lot of sympathy with artists in that area. If you look at the US Copyright Office, their current status, I think, is that you cannot copyright AI-created content. You can only copyright content created by humans, but of course, if it's co-created, where's the boundary there? And you know, you could make arguments that some output that's generated with an AI technology, well, it could be, you know, some of the ownership could reside with the owners of the source material that fed the algorithms. It could be partly owned by the developers of the AI software. It could be part owned by the provider of the AI service that operated the software. And it could be part owned by the individual who fed the prompt into the AI. I think there's a whole raft of open-ended issues that we haven't really sorted out. I think at the moment, what you're seeing is sort of local contracts, you know, between customers and providers trying to work out who would own ideas generated by technology. And we're seeing in the creative professions, for example, in designers, that they're not fully adopting generative AI in their work because there's fears over the authenticity of the outcomes that are generated. Is it authentic to them? New idea that is generated is often an extension of ourselves, that we take some of ourselves into it. We've got ownership in this idea, and suddenly decoupling this ownership of the idea that I've generated and delegating it to machine has issues about how people work with it.
The question remains, what can tech companies do to mitigate the risk and help protect content creators or allow them to monetize when someone does use their work?
Let's be real. AI is something we need to adapt to legally and figure out. And until we figure that out, my operating mode is to try to be ethical, to just think through how is this technology affecting people who are trying to earn a living? And are we doing the right thing? Are we doing the wrong thing? And I think as long as that's front and center, we can make smart decisions. But there's a second area which is just as important, and it's business. What would it look like to create a marketplace that is fair to creators of all sorts? That means like the people that created the original data, the people that want to do something with that data, et cetera. Well, it could be quite simple. It could be as simple as, I'm a visual artist. I'm a photographer. My son's a photographer. He's not a professional photographer, but he takes a lot of photos. So he's got maybe 1,000 photos. What if there were a marketplace where he could take his 1,000 photos, dump them in a folder somewhere, and then the marketplace would allow someone to generate an AI version of his style and pay him $3? That's it. It gets watermarked, meaning that we would be able to detect the generated photo as being generated by AI so we don't train on it later. Would also allow some tracking of provenance. But really, what happened is someone paid my son $3 for a photo. He made whatever, $2.50. The store's going to make something too. Now, that at scale, that very simple idea at scale could work. And as my son gets better and becomes more famous, maybe as a photographer, and his brand is worth more, he gets to charge more for his photos and more people buy his photos, right? This is a little bit like what YouTube did for its creator marketplace. It's not a perfect marketplace, but fundamentally, you as a creator can go on the YouTube creator marketplace. You can brand yourself. You can try to build an audience. You can make money. And I think if we do that for AI-generated materials long-term, we could end up in a place where we're serving creators' rights, you know, because we're paying people for their source material in a way that's linked to the money that's being made on it.
And with the pace of change in the industry, the balance between the pros and cons is important. It certainly means that the next 5 years is much more than just watch this space, especially for creators.
I really hope that there will be more automation in my field, more templates and more drag and drop functions. I'm pretty open to the world of AI, so I'm only scared to a certain extent. Of course, there are downsides, and I hope that the creators of these AI tools address them, especially when it comes to text-to-video promotion. We know how dangerous deepfakes can be and the damage can cause or have already caused. Here I see a really big problem with the technology advancing so quickly. So we know that speed always brings a bigger security risk than if something develops more slowly. So I'm also worried about voice changes. There are AI tools that can mimic other voices. And yeah, there are always reports about this. And still, I'm very curious to see how the tools will develop and how the economy will evolve with them, how people will deal with it, and what new opportunities AI will offer us.
The speed of advancement and adoption is also a key focus for businesses over the next 5 years.
So I think at the cutting edge AI, we will see quite rapid increases in the capabilities of technologies that are going to evolve. You know, OpenAI and Google will be offering up. However, if you look in many organizations, business organizations that have got large numbers of legacy systems, you know, long-time IT strategies, five-year strategies for evolving their products, I think the formal uptake of these technologies is going to be much, much slower. If we're really going to then think about how we use AI in creative thinking, we know that AI can already support the creative thinking process. The technology isn't the barrier here. It's ultimately the climate within the organizations, the mindsets of people. So whilst the cutting edge may increase, this slower uptake within organization gives us an opportunity, I think, to refocus the need to bring human creative thinking skills up to the level that we can exploit technologies in the next 3 to 5 years. And I would like to see more organizations recognizing their human capital as an important creative thinking resource that needs to be developed if it's going to keep up with the technologies. I'm more on the optimistic side. I think AI creates a lot of opportunities. I think it's a great leveler as well. It can bring smaller organizations quickly up to the level of bigger organizations, and it can be a great leveler within society as well.
Indeed, there is still much optimism in the years ahead if we tackle the risks.
Where is AI and art going in the next 5 years? What I'm seeing is that artists have had a couple years to absorb this technology, to come up with some ideas and to push. That makes me think that we're on an inflection point for seeing some really amazing new art forms develop around these technologies that will then shape the technologies. So the technologies will start to adapt to the artists. I'll put my money on art looking very, very different and being just amazingly fun. Ideally, an explosion of art in the next 5 years that feels like the explosion of music that we saw with the British invasion at the end of the 1960s and into the 1970s, where we just saw this amazing outpouring of creativity that had to do with lots of things cultural, but also some things technological, like the amplified music, the electric guitar, etc. So I'm bullish. I'm betting on a very fun five-year future for AI and art. I would add, in the context of this conversation about where AI is going, let's not ignore short-term risk. In the creative space, I think short-term risks exist for protecting the rights of IP holders, for avoiding deep fakes, for coming up with robust ways to watermark AI-generated content. The kind of boring work, but important work that it takes to ensure safety over the next 2 or 3 years, I'd love to see us putting lots of energy into that and maybe worrying a little bit less about the doomsday scenarios of the end of all human creativity. I don't for a minute think that we will see a replacement of artistic expression using AI. Let's say we continue to see advances in AI-generated video. I don't for a minute think that there's not a clever 16 or 18-year-old kid who's going to be a director in 10 years taking that technology and doing something mind-blowing with it. And it's going to be because that kid did that, not because the AI is so powerful. If I thought it was going to replace creativity, I certainly wouldn't want to be part of building it. I'm watching the increasing strength of these models and the things they can do. And I'm still very excited and still very, very happily human and very happy that we're creating things for other people to use to express themselves.
AI has the power to liberate our imaginations, to help us connect ideas, to solve problems and be more productive and cost-effective. All of this brings huge benefits to individuals, creators and businesses. Yet looking at the AI applications already available today, it's clear that the strongest end product doesn't come from AI alone, but AI being used by people with curiosity, creativity, and compassion. The most important ingredient isn't AI, it's still us, humans. But as technologies emerge that encroach on human attributes, our desire to define what makes us human becomes ever more hotly defensible. This gives rise again to our fear around AI, that it will replace us, evolving into the human 2.0 and leaving us behind, holding the Neanderthal paintbrush. Yet let us take a lesson from history. When photography first arrived, many worried it signaled the end of art because it threatened to disrupt the significant areas of work, like landscape painting and portraiture. However, in many ways, the opposite turned out to be true. Freed from the need to accurately reproduce reality, painters went to new places, leading to the rise of Impressionism, Modernism, and so much more. At the same time, photography became an art form of its own, intertwined with and powered by technology. But photography did not come with built-in social risks that AI poses. Protecting the creative rights of creators, artists, designers, and thinkers needs to be a focus for future AI creativity to flourish. Gender and racial bias found in creative works should also be front and center of discussions before AI advances too far. Fundamentally, AI will remain as pure as the humans who create it. The optimist would offer that the power of art, expression, creativity, problem solving, and what it is to be human will be made more accessible with AI. It will be the leveler, the team member, the idea enabler. We have a blank canvas now, ready to paint our creative AI future. And only we can make it a bright one.